Very good practice today. Healthy practice, you know, to get back out on the field with the guys. And again, highly, highly competitive. Had a lot of good matchups in one-on-one pass rush and in receiver DB drills. So just overall very pleased with how it went.
You guys have played the Chargers several times over the last 3 years, but this will be obviously the first time with Todd calling the defense. How much are you looking forward to seeing sort of what he brings?
Well, you know what, our focus really is right now. But yeah, I think every week when we get the opportunity to play, you know, and to see how it all comes together, and you know, we're in the middle of or towards the end of the game plan. Really, we got a few things left to put in, but just to see it all come together on the practice field and then see it on the game and see how it all plays out, it's always exciting.
Does it feel different now that you've got upgrades on defense, new coordinator? You know,
feel different. Just the whole defense?
Yeah, well, just your confidence level going against Rivers.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we're always confident with the group that we have out there. You know, they prepare, you know, in practice you see what their skill set can do and how we're going to play things. And, you know, and sometimes as a coach you look at how the whole scheme is coming together. And training camp is looking more at individual performances, you know. But so it's a little bit wider scope of vision right now. It was good. I think that's what I think by saying healthy. I think it's healthy to get out and get going again, you know, for our players. It's just to get out there and practice and get our mind on the upcoming the team and, you know, really what we got to do as far as game plan.
Have you guys had a chance to evaluate Chris Ivory in terms of availability for this week yet or no?
No, like I said, I guess he was, you know, hearing from Tad, just some of the information as far as he's released. So, you know, I'll wait to hear from the trainers where he's at in the timeline.
So, have you had just talked to him?
I have not. I did not talk to him yesterday. We just texted.
Okay. If he can't go, do you try and get a look at Corey Grant a little bit into that rotation?
Yeah, we've got some options to look at, you know, guys in different roles.
How pleased were you with the way that Fowler kind of bought into what you guys wanted to do against Rodgers in terms of containing him, maybe not going all the way out?
It was good. That's really, you know, going back to that, I think that's, you know, it's a challenge with the defense line because they're meant to pin their ears back and get after it. So, you know, they really followed the game plan and what we asked them to do. And it wasn't like we didn't let them rush. We just had, you know, every week is like that. Every week, you know, depending on the quarterback and their skill set and what they do well, you try to take away the things they do well. And, you know, a lot of times the rush has something to do with that.
Were you pleased with Wash's performance against Green Bay as far as communication, calls, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's very good, very good. You know, I think that in preseason you have some things because of so many substitutions, but I thought it was a pretty clean game.
I'm assuming you've made trips to the West Coast before where you left on Saturday, and now I know you're going on Fridays. Have you seen the difference in the team, the way they feel, or anything like that?
I don't know if – I'm trying to think if we ever did leave on a Saturday. I think we've always done it, or I've always done it where it's been 2 days. Okay. So I don't know what to compare it to, but generally we leave, you know, 2 days before. I think that's pretty standard. Yeah. I think when you go across multiple time zones, you look at leaving an extra day just so guys can get a feel for that. But, you know, we've got people with sleep studies and things like that that really, you know, we feed off their information as well, setting up the schedule.
How much do you see Wizard Hunt stamp on that
offense? You do. I think, you know, some of the things that he did well in Tennessee in the run game. But I think what he really did, what you see on tape, is he's adjusted to their personnel. You know, like with the backs, what they do well, and, you know, some of the things that you're seeing them do.
Do you use a fullback a lot?
They will use a fullback, yes.
A couple players said today that you stressed to them that the goal is to be able to go anywhere, anytime, and compete. When did that become the message?
We've always said that. You know, anywhere, anytime, we want to have that mindset. You know, and then this week it happens to be in San Diego. Next week, you know, wherever it is. If it's at home, it's at home. And then just keep going. But, you know, anywhere, anytime, you know, we have a chance to compete, we will.
How encouraged were you by the pass protection of your offensive line last week?
Pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. It held up. You know, I thought they strained. You saw straining in the run game, although we're asking more this week. You know, I think we see what we're capable of, but now we want to add more to it. And, you know, that's really been the message. And also never underestimate the process. So many times we get focused on the outcome, but today is what we needed, really the message to be about.
In mid-August, were you concerned that your ideal five may not be out there for the first couple weeks of the season? Were you worried it may not come together like it
had? No, I mean, you always look at plan A, plan B, plan C, but always felt like it would come together.
What kind of challenges does Danny Woodhead present for you guys? Have you used him so many different ways?
Yeah, very, very challenging. And I think, you know, last year you saw him more just in the passing game, where now they're getting more involved in the run game. So, yeah, he's definitely, I think everybody's aware of him. He's can take a short gain into make it a big game. Coming out of the backfield as a pass receiver, very, very talented. But now to see him run inside the box, that's where he showed up now. He's done a really good job. Really north and south, can make people miss, but has the ability to accelerate.
Do you envision they'll use him and maybe Gore and some of those guys even more with Keenan Allen done for the year now?
They use them quite a bit. You know, they rotate them based on personnel groupings and things like that at times. But, you know, the same amount, they had 150 yards rushing. You know, so I think, you know, same plan. I'm sure they'll try to utilize them. Because whenever you can get, you know, closer to balance, it puts more strain.
What did you make of Bosa when you talked to him during this pre-draft?
Can I talk about another?
Yeah.
I can? Okay. I really enjoyed him.
He would have been a 4B for you?
Yeah, he could play multiple positions. Okay. He could play multiple. Flexibility.
Bob Babbage is on San Diego staff. When you look at, was there any good way to handle that situation?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're great friends, you know, have been for years. And I think the world of him. He's a very, very good coach. Very good coach. So I don't think there's, you know, if there was a good way to handle it, and if there was, you know, you'd like to know. And cause it's just tough. It's tough.
What makes him a good linebacker's coach?
Well, he's very detailed. Very detailed. And he's, you know, he holds the players to a high standard, and he's very challenging to them. And it doesn't matter if you've been in the league for 10 years or 2 years. It doesn't matter to him. He holds you to that high standard.
2 years ago, Blake was making his first start at San Diego. What do you remember about that week? Did he show a lot of nerves or anxiety going into that game?
That's a good question. I haven't thought too much about that. You know, I remember just getting him in there. Sometimes when you just have an opportunity to go in there and play, you know, you look for their poise and stuff. And if I remember right, I thought his poise was pretty good. You know, that was one thing that stood out at us.
Gus, going back to Ivory, is it too early to say he'll play on Sunday?
Yeah, without talking to our trainers, I'm not sure. You know, I'm sure that it's questionable, you know, whether, you know, you just got out and see how he does and how he feels and stuff. But, you know, we'll see after I talk to him more.